麦昆塔之音服务员与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年12月3日，我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Sharan Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解永恒的切坦量经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。 今天是12月4日星期三。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila Chapter 20, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Sanatana Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth.
今天我们开始讲永恒的切坦量经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila中篇逍遥的第十二章，主师 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导 Sanatan Goswami 有关绝对真理的科学。
So this is a new chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 新的一章。
By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
祈着 Srila Prabhupada 和 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 的仁慈。
And we are broadcasting this lecture from New Delhi in India.
我们现在是在印度的新德里在给大家讲课。
Where we have completed our yoga tour.
我们完成了我们的瑜伽游学。
And all our students are already gone back to China.
所有的同学都已经回了中国。
After an unforgettable experience in the Holy Dhamma.
他们在圣地留下了难忘的记忆。
It is quite amazing to witness people come in contact with Krishna consciousness and be exposed to spirituality.
那么他们呢，来到了圣地，然后有机会来接触到灵性的一切，看到他们的这种变化，都让我们感到非常的吃惊。
People who have never come in contact with Krishna consciousness and through this particular tour manage to wake up early in the morning to chant japa and read Bhagavad Gita.
那么这些人他们之前对 Krishna 知觉都是完全不了解的，但是他们来到了圣地之后，他们就能够早起，并且早上能够一起来japa念诵。
But also to appreciate and embrace what India has to offer in terms of culture and tradition.
不仅如此，他们也开始去欣赏和感恩于印度所能够提供给人类的文化。
So this was a very successful tour.
所以呢，这次的这个游学还是比较成功的。
And many of the members of this tour.Wish to stay in touch with us and cultivate Krishna consciousness further.
那我们游学团里的这些成员，很多人都表示说，未来还要跟我们保持联系，继续学习。
This is all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
这一切都归功于 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈。
Just as Srila Prabhupada is now going to take us through the beautiful story of Srila Sanatana Goswami.
那现在呢，施拉帕帕就要引领着我们去了解 Sanatan Goswami 的美妙的故事。
But before we begin, we're going to answer a couple of questions from last week.
在我们开始今天的讲课之前，我们想回答之前的两个星期的一些问题。第一个问题是，有 free 和 easy。 free and easy 询问的。感恩老师和翻译称呼 Krishna 怎么会是冒犯和鲁莽呢？我们天天都这么说呀。这是第一个问题哈。后面又接着问了一个问题，还有称呼 Madhava 有什么冒犯的呢？Thank you very much. How is it possible that it is offensive or familiar to call Krishna, call the name of Krishna? That's what we repeat every day. And if we call Madhava, is there any offensiveness?
There are different ways to look at it.
看待这个问题可以有不同的角度。
For example, Srila Jiva Goswami explains that it doesn't matter how we are chanting the name of Krishna or the different names of Krishna, whether it is out of a joking way, laughing way, unconscious way.
Jiva Goswami 他说，不管是我们以什么样的方式去称呼 Krishna 的名字，或者是称呼Krishna 的哪一个名字，哪一个化身的名字，或者是不知不觉的，或者是开玩笑的这种方式，或者是比较随意的方式。
As from the point that the name of Krishna is pronounced, because Krishna's name is so transcendental that it has a benefit, it has a positive impact.
那其实当我们去称呼 Krishna 的名字的时候呢？那么 Krishna 的这个圣名其实就给了我们很大的灵性的益处了，不管我们是以什么样的一种方式来称呼它。
But when we begin to practice Krishna consciousness and perform sadhana, which includes the chanting of the holy name, then we have to be very careful not to be over familiar and not committing offenses to the holy name.
那当我们开始修习 Krishna 之觉，开始做奉献服务之后呢，我们对于这个称呼这个Krishna 的时候就要非常的这个小心了，不要就是过于的这个随意，然后也要小心的避免这个冒犯。
And there are many examples. Arjuna is not the only example, but it's a very good example.
那这样的例子有很多， Arjuna 就是代表着其中的一个例子，当然还有很多其他的例子。
Because up to the point where he saw the universal form, he still looked at Krishna as a friend.
因为在他见到 Krishna 的宇宙形象之前，他一直是把 Krishna 当成一个朋友来看待的。
Krishna was a friend to his eyes, but a special friend in a situation where Arjuna was taking instructions from him.
那 Krishna 在 Arjuna 的眼里是一个朋友，但是在这个特殊的情况下， Arjuna 实际上是在向 Krishna 这个朋友那里得到训谕。
But when Arjuna saw the universal form, he understood this is not an ordinary friend. This is beyond friendship.
那当 Arjuna 看到了 Krishna 的宇宙形象的时候，他就恍然大悟了，知道 Krishna 并不是一个普通的朋友而已，他们之间的这种关系远远超越了友谊，
so,
普通的朋友之前。
He realized that it was not just a friend, it was a supreme lord. And then he began to think that about all the over-familiarity.
那么他就是意识到他们两个之间的关系不是一个普通的朋友关系， Krishna 实际上是至尊人格神首，所以他就意识到他自己跟他的关系过于的亲密，以至于比较的随意。
So friendship in devotional service is shakyaras.
那么朋友之间的这种关系在这个分爱之中呢，就被称为 Sakya Ras.
And we learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Sakya Ras also include Dasya Ras.
那我们也从 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导之中，这种 Sakya Ras 这种朋友之情当中，它也是包含着这个 Dasya Ras， 就是主仆之情。
So now he began to look up to Krishna as a servant.
那他现在呢，就开始以一个仆人的心态来仰视 Krishna.
And servants cannot be
over familiar with the master.
那作为仆人的话呢，对主人就不能那么的随便了，过于的亲密了。
So he apologized to Krishna.
所以这个时候他就对 Krishna 道歉了。
Now, later on in the narration of the Bhagavad Gita, he asked Krishna to return first from the universal form to four-armed forms and from four-armed forms to two-armed forms.
那么在《薄伽梵歌》的之后呢，这个 Arjuna 就请求 Krishna 能够就是从这个宇宙的这个形体中回复到这个四臂的形体，然后再从四臂的形体再回到两臂的形体。
But there are other instances. For example, what comes to mind is when Gopakumar in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he entered Dwarka.
那么这又让我联想到在 Brihad Bhagavatamrita 大伯加瓦坛甘露当中呢，就是讲到了 Gopakumar, 他回到了 Dwarka.
Gopakumar was a coward boy, and when he saw Krishna in Dwarka, he ran to embrace him, but the minister says this is not an appropriate behavior in Dwarka.
那当这个 Gopakumar 在这个 Dwarka 见到 Krishna 的时候呢，他立刻情不自禁地向他冲过去，想要拥抱他。但是这个时候 Krishna 的身边的这个大臣就提醒他说，这个举止呢不太妥当。
If you want to embrace Krishna, then you have to go to Vrindavan.
如果你要想拥抱 Krishna 的话呢，那就只能在 Vrindavan 才行。
So we are only practicing sadhakas.
我们只不过是在进行灵修的 sadhaka, 规范修习的奉献者。
And we should learn how to look up to the spiritual, to the Supreme Lord, the way we look at the spiritual master.
所以呢，我们当我们去看待至尊人格神手的时候，也要就是像我们去仰视我们的灵性导师，要对灵性导师的那种情感相似。
Because we learn from the Guru Vastaka prayers that the spiritual master is to be seen as none different than Krishna.
那因为我们从这个八颂灵诗当中就知道呢。我们要把灵性导师当成是 Krishna 那样。
So we learn by serving the guru how to serve Krishna without over familiarity.
所以呢，通过去谦卑的服务我们的灵性导师，我们就知道用什么样的方式来服务 Krishna 呢，而不至于过于的轻慢，过于的随意。
So we can chant and we can use any of Krishna's name as long as we don't commit offenses.
那我们可以去唱诵 Krishna 不同的名字，但是有一个前提，就是说是绝对不能有任何冒犯的意思在里面。
Okay, does that covers the two questions?
Why calling Madhava is offensive, as Arjuna said?
Because Madhava is an intimate name of Krishna.
因为 Madhava 就相当于像 Krishna 的一个昵称一样的，所以是在很亲密的情况下来称呼的。
Madhava is a name which is mostly used in Vrindavan.
而且 Madhava 这个名字主要是在 Vrindavan 才用。
So Arjuna was becoming uncomfortable with using those names.
所以呢，这个时候的 Arjuna 呢，他。就觉得要称呼这样的一些名字就觉得让自己不舒服了。
Okay, now we move on to Sanatan Goswami.
好，现在我们接下来讲 Sanatan Goswami.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami begins this chapter with auspicious mantra.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 呢，先以吉祥的曼陀罗开始本章的叙述。
Vande Nantad Bhuteshvaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhum Nichopiyat Prasadatsyat Bhakti Shastra Pravartakaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has unlimited wonderful opulences. By his mercy, even a person born as the lowest of men can spread the science of devotional service.
让我向圣主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 致以最前进的顶拜，他无极无限，拥有美妙无比的富裕。急着他的仁慈，即便是一个出生最低贱的人，也可以传扬奉爱服务的科学。
So each chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami opens the chapter with a very specific statement.
那么就是说，在每一章的开篇 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他都会说一段特别的话。
And that statement normally sets the tone about what the chapter is about.
这样的一个开场，这样的一段特定的一个话语，实际上就是为整章的叙述定了一个基调。
So first, he glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as having unlimited wonderful opulences.
首先呢，他就是说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 拥有无限的美妙无比的富裕。
Which means that anyone who comes in contact with Lord Chaitanya also receives such wonderful opulence.
那换句话说，他言下之意就是所有的和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接触的人都自然而然的就能够得到他的那些无极无限的美妙无比的富裕。
And one of those opulence is to receive transcendental knowledge.
那么在这些富裕当中，其中有一个就是去接受超然的知识。
And his other opulence, one of the other opulences is to receive his mercy.
那么还有的另外的一个富裕就是说去接受到他的仁慈。
But here we're going to see in the following coming chapters that the recipient of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is Sanatana Goswami.
那在后面的几章的叙述当中，我们就是可以看到，在这里 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈的接受者就是这位 Sanatana Goswami.
And Sanatana Goswami, who was born in a Brahmin family, was reduced to being a low-born person because of his involvement with the Muslim government and even having to receive a Muslim name.
那 Sanatana Goswami 呢，他是因为参与到了就是穆斯林政府的这个工作，甚至还取了一个新的穆斯林的这个名字，所以虽然他本来是出身非常高贵的，是在一个婆罗门的家庭之中，但是呢，他现在也被沦为到低种姓的人群之中了。
So this verse means that by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even someone like Sanatana Goswami could be empowered to spread the science of devotional service.
这句话的言下之意就是说，急着且贪念马哈帕布的仁慈，即便是像萨南坦戈斯瓦米这样的出生低下的人，也会被赋予能量去传播、去传扬就是奉爱服务的科学。
So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami continues from how the story had begun about the situation of Rupa and Sanatan.
那 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 现在继续来讲述 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 的近况。
In the previous chapter, we learned that Rupa Goswami had resigned from his ministerial position.
那么在前面的一章当中呢，我们已经了解到 Rupa Goswami 他辞去了自己在这个穆斯林的政府当中的大臣的职位。
And he had traveled to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Allahabad.
然后他之后呢，他就去往了这个 Allahabad， 在那里见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
And in the meantime, Sanatana Goswami had also resigned from his ministerial position.
那么与此同时 ，Sanatana Goswami 呢，他也主动的就是辞职，辞去了自己在穆斯林政府当中的要职。
And because he no longer wanted to be part of the government, he was put into jail.
那么呢，因为他不愿意在政府当中，穆斯林的政府当中，再继续做他的这种部长的这个职务，所以说呢，后来就被国王投到了监狱里。
But his brother Rupa Goswami had set aside some money so that Sanatan Goswami could free himself from jail.
但这个时候就是 Rupa Goswami 呢，他的兄弟就给他留了一笔钱，希望他能够用这笔钱能够越狱。
So when Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Sanatan Goswami telling him, now you must free yourself and you must join us as soon as possible.
那么如法格苏阿米就给萨南坦格苏阿米写了一封信，就是对他说呢，你要想办法逃脱，然后呢就是跟我们相聚。
So Sanatan Goswami went to the jail keeper and began to plead.
所以呢这个萨南坦格苏阿米就去找那个狱吏，向他去，就是这个监狱的看门人，然后向他去那个请求。
And the jail keeper knew Sanatan Goswami because Sanatan Goswami was a big minister.
那么监狱里的这个看守呢，他实际上是认识这个 Sanatan Goswami 的，因为 Sanatan Goswami 也是一位地位，曾经是一位地位非常高的大臣。
But now the big minister Sanatan Goswami is in jail, and the jail keeper has authority over him.
那么但是呢，现在这个昔日的这个大臣现在却被关到了这个监狱里面，要被这个狱吏所看管。
So Sanatan Goswami used diplomacy.
所以在这个时候，萨那坦格苏阿米呢就用了一些外交的方法。
So he told the jail keeper, "You are a saintly person, and you are very fortunate. You have full knowledge of the scriptures of the Quran and similar books. You are an intelligent person."
所以呢，他这个时候就开始赞扬这个穆斯林的这个狱吏哈，就是这个监狱的看守，说：“亲爱的先生啊，你是一位圣人，你非常的幸运，而且你对于诸如这个《可兰经》还有其他类似的书那样的启示经典呢，就是完全具备这个知识。”
Srila Prabhupada used to tell the devotees to use similar diplomacy when presenting Krishna consciousness.
那个须拉帕帕他也说过，当我们去呈现 Krishna 知觉的时候，也可以用这种类似的这种外交的方式。
He used to tell the devotees, all you have to say is, my dear sir, you are such an exalted personality, you are so learned, you are such a scholar, such an intelligent person.
那是就是须拉帕帕他曾经教他的这个门徒，当他们去派书的时候，就可以这么说：“我亲爱的先生啊，你是一位品格如此的高尚，如此的博学、多才、知识渊博的这样一位绅士。”
But now I'm asking you to forget everything that you know and just accept Krishna consciousness.
但现在我请求你把这一切都忘了吧，就去接受 Krishna 知觉吧。
So Sanatan Goswami was using this kind of diplomacy.
所以 Sanatan Goswami 在这里呢也用了这样的一种外交的方式，外交的手腕。
So he told the jail keeper, if one releases a conditioned soul or imprisoned person, according to religious principles, he himself is also released from the material bondage by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
那在这里呢他就是说如果一个人能够根据宗教的这个原则释放了一个被束缚的灵魂，或者去囚禁一个人，那么他本人也可以急着至尊人格神守的仁慈从世俗的束缚中摆脱出来。
So now Sanatan Goswami, he is using the philosophy of Krishna consciousness toMake sure that the jail keeper becomes sensitive to his words, even though he knows that this jail keeper has practically no education.
那萨南坦格苏阿米他现在就要用一些 Krishna 知觉当中的一些知识去打动这个监狱的看守人，让他被他的这个话所打动。虽然他是知道这个监狱的这个看守其实是没有什么知识的。
So he's telling the jail keeper, if you let me go, you will make spiritual progress.
那他现在就是对这个狱吏说了，如果你让我走的话，你就可以在灵性上面有非常大的提升。
Then he says, previously I have done so much for you. Now I am in difficulty. Please return my goodwill by releasing me.
Sanatana Goswami, 他就说，他说之前我为你做了这么多，现在我身处困境，所以你就放了我吧，以此来回报我。
So, in other words, I've done a favor to you, now you do a favor to me.
那意思就是说呢，我曾经就是成全我曾经对你好过，那你现在也来回报我，成全我吧。
And Sanatana Goswami gives the jail keeper 5,000 gold coins.
这个时候 ，Sanatana Goswami 就给了这个看守监狱的看守人，就是给了他5,000枚金币。
Please accept them. By releasing me, you will receive the results of pious activities and gain material profit as well. Thus, you will profit in two ways simultaneously.
嗯，那他就是说呢，就给了他这五千枚金币，然后请他去接受。然后他又萨拉坦狗萨米又接着说呢，就是如果你放了我的话呢，你就可以获得虔诚活动所带来的，所带来的这个结果。同样的，在物质上呢，你也毫无损失，会有所收获的。这样呢，你就是同时就是两边你都受益。
In this way, Sanatana Goswami convinced the jail keeper, who replied, "Please hear me, my dear sir. I am willing to release you, but I'm afraid of the government."
那 Sanatana Goswami 就用这样的话，就是说服了这一个狱吏。那他呢？然后呢，这个看守人就是说呢，你现在听我说，亲爱的先生哈，他说，那个我是心甘情愿想把你放了，但是我又很害怕政府的惩罚。
So basically, what happened is the jail keeper does not really understand philosophy, but when he saw the gold coins, then he began to think that maybe it's worth it.
那么换句话说，就是说这个看守人其实本来他对于这个灵性的知识也是一无所知，没有什么感觉的。但是呢，既然有了这些金币的，他就心动了，他觉得还是值得冒这个险的。
But the jail keeper was afraid of the government.
但是同时呢，他又忌惮这个政府。
If you let him go, maybe you'll get in big trouble.
他就在想呢，如果说把 Sanatana Goswami 放了的话，他自己呢可能也会麻烦缠身。
So Sanatana Goswami reassures the jail keeper by saying, "There's no danger. The Nawab has gone to the south. If he returns, tell him that Sanatan went to Pastul near the bank of the Ganges, and that as soon as he saw the Ganges, he jumped in."
那萨拉坦Goswami他说呢，其实没有什么的，这个国王已经到南部去了。如果他回来的话，你就告诉他说，萨拉坦Goswami到恒河岸边去排便。然后呢，他一看到了这个恒河，就纵身跳了进去。
You can tell the Nawab, I looked for him for a long time, but I could not find any trace of him. He jumped in with the shackles, which means heavy metal, right? And therefore, he was drowned and washed away by the waves.
那才能他告诉阿米说呢，你可以这么跟他讲，我到处都找，找了很长时间了。但是他踪迹全无，怎么也找不到。他是带着重重的镣铐，跳到这个河里面去的，所以很快就沉到了河里，被这个河水给冲跑了。
There is no reason for you to be afraid, for I shall not remain in this country. I shall become a mendicant and go to the holy city of Mecca.
对你来说没有什么可担心的，我也不会再留在这个国家。 我会成为一个乞丐，四处求乞为生。我会去麦加圣城。
So Sanatan Goswami, who is considered a Muslim, he's addressing the jail keeper as a Muslim, and as a good Muslim, he's telling him, "I'm not staying in India. I'm going to go to Mecca, and Mecca is the holy dump for all the Muslims in the world, and they are supposed to go at least once in their lifetime on pilgrimage to Mecca."
那 Sanatan Goswami 现在就是一个穆斯林，自居，所以他就是一位非常正统的，很非常虔诚的一个穆斯林的那个心态，在对这个玉立说，就说呢，就是他也不会说再继续的留在印度了，他会去这个麦加圣城麦加，因为对于所有的这个虔诚的正统的这个穆斯林而言，一生当中至少要去一次麦加圣城。
But it looks like the jailkeeper was not really convinced.
但是虽然 Sanatan Goswami 这样说呢，这个监狱的看守人似乎还是没有答应啊，就是还是没有被完全的说服。
So as we say in English, money talks.
就是在英语里面有这样一句话哈，就相当于我们中国人说的"有钱能使鬼推磨"。
And Sanatan Goswami put 7,000 gold coins instead of 5,000.
这个时候 ，Sanatan Goswami 他又加了钱，把这个金币加到了7,000枚，而不是之前的5,000枚。
So when the jailkeeper saw all this money, I mean 7,000 gold coins—that's a lot of money.
七千美金币，那是一笔巨款啊！所以说呢，当这个看守人看到了这笔钱的时候呢，那立刻呢就两眼冒光了。
So that same night, he let Sanatan Goswami go and he let him cross the Ganges.
所以那天晚上呢，他就把 Sanatan Goswami 给放了，让这个 Sanatan Goswami 横渡了恒河到对岸去。
Now in those days, if you are a jail keeper and you receive 7,000 gold coins, you can start your life all over again and just leave that job.
那在那个年代呢，你身为一个监狱的看守人，如果说拿到了这么一大笔巨资7,000这个金币的话，那你根本就不用再干活了，就根本就不用再继续去当你的监狱的看守人，你完全可以卷了铺盖就可以回家了。
So after crossing the Ganges, Sanatan Goswami just kept walking and walking and walking as far as he could.
那过了恒河之后 ，Sanatan Goswami 呢又一刻不停歇的继续往前走，走了好长好长的时间。
Day and night walking, never stopped.
那他就这样日夜兼程，一步都没有停下。
And he arrived at one place, and he met a landholder.
Like a landlord.
Yes.
然后他就到了一个地方，在那个地方就见了当地的一个地主。
So he asked the landlord to help him cross the mountains.
这样呢，他就是请求这个地主能够帮助他，能够帮助他翻过山去。
But there was a man staying with that landlord, and that man was an astrologer.
那当时呢，就是有一个人跟那个地主在一起，那个人正好就是一个星象师。
And he understood that Sanatan Goswami was actually traveling with gold.
然后他立刻就算出来，这个 Sanatan Goswami 身上带着金币。
So Sanatan Goswami gave 7,000 gold coins to the jailkeeper, but he kept 8 gold coins with him.
那 Sanatan Goswami 是把7,000枚金币都给了那个监狱的看守，那他自己身上呢还带了8枚。
So the landlord understood, maybe I'm going to make some money here.
那这个地主呢，在这里就是起心动念了，他想着呢，他可以捞一笔。
So he agreed to help Sanatan Goswami.
所以他就同意帮助 Sanatan Goswami。
And he gave him something to eat.
给了他一些吃的。
And Sanatan Goswami went to take a bath in the river.
那 Sanatan Goswami 就去河里去沐浴了。
Then Sanat Kang Goswami began to consider the situation that he was in.
那这个时候 Sanat Kang Goswami 就开始去衡量自己所处的这个境况。
And he thought to himself, why is this landlord giving me so much respect?
他就暗自想呢，这个地主为什么对我表示这么大的尊敬？
So he asked his servant, Ishan, Ishan,I think you have some valuable things with you. Ishan said, yes, I have 7 gold coins.
那么他就问他的这个仆人，他仆人的名字叫 Ishan， 他说呢， Ishan 呢，你身上是不是还带着一些贵重的东西？ Ishan 说是啊，我身上还带着7枚金币。
And when Sanat Kang Goswami heard this, he got very upset with him. He said, why have you brought death upon me?
那么就是 Sanat Kang Goswami 听说了之后呢，就非常的生气，就斥责他的这个仆人伊尚说，你为什么带着这么一个丧钟。
So he immediately gave the gold coins to the landlord.
然后他马上就主动的把这些金币给了那个地主。
And he says, please accept these gold coins from a religious point of view. Please get me across this mountain.
然后他就说呢，我身上这带着有这7枚金币，都给你吧，您就接受吧，然后就是急着这个宗教的名义，就送我翻过山头吧。
He said, "I'm a prisoner. I have escaped from jail. I cannot go through the proper main road. I need to cross through the mountain and."If you can keep this money and help me, that will be very good for you.
那他说呢，我是一个政府的通缉犯，我是个犯人，所以说呢，我必须得这个隐姓埋名，我必须得这个，我不能走大路，我只能走小路，所以请你能够帮助我，让我能够翻过这座山，到山的那一头去。
So the landlord actually honestly said that he knew that Sanat Kang Goswami had gold coins and actually was prepared to kill him.
那这个那个地主就是说呢，他说其实他早就知道 Sanat Kang Goswami 身上是有金币的，本来是想把他杀掉的。
So he was happy that to receive the gold coin because that would save him from committing a big sinful activity in killing Sanat Kang Goswami.
那他现在呢，得到了 Sanat Kang Goswami 所主动给他的这些金币呢，他当然是大喜过望了，因为这样子的话呢，就省得他再做出这么巨大的罪恶的这个冒犯，去伤害 Sanat Kang Goswami 这样的圣人。
So, actually, the landlord refused to get the gold coins because he was so impressed with Sanat Kang Goswami's honesty. And he said, I will not take the money and I still will help you to cross over the mountain.
实际上呢，就是，这个地主他其实已经被 Sanat Kang Goswami 给折服了。他就对 Sanat Kang Goswami 说呢，你的这些金币我就不拿了。但是尽管如此，我还是会帮助你翻过山去的。
So Sanat Kang Goswami replied, no, you keep the money because if it's not you, it will be someone else who will kill me for that money.
那 Sanat Kang Goswami 说呢，他说呢，这几个金币你还是留着吧，因为要不是你的话，迟早也会有别人会为了这几个金币把我杀掉的。
So that same night, Sanat Kang Goswami was escortedby 4 watchmen and crossed the forest and crossed the mountain.
就是那一天就是那天晚上呢 Sanat Kang Goswami 就在四个保镖的这个护卫下穿过了这个森林，翻过了那个山头。
And then he told his servant Ishan, he said, I think you have 1 more gold coins with you. You take that gold coin and you go home.
那萨南坦戈苏阿米这时候就对他的仆人伊尚说呢，我想你现在身上还带着一枚金币，你就拿着这枚金币回家去吧。
So now Sanat Kang Goswami was traveling on his own And that's from that point on that he began to consider himself to be a mendicant, a renunciate, a sannyasi.
那就是萨拉坦戈萨米从这一刻开始就开始是孤身一人在旅行，从那一刻开始他就把自己完全当做了一个乞丐，一个弃绝者，一个萨尼亚西陀波僧。
Now he had no money, he hardly had any clothes on him, he had no home, he had no family, he only had one objective in mind, that was to reach the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya.
那他现在是真的是身无分文，无家可归，他的内心那一无所有了，他的内心没有任何其他的愿望，只是保留着唯一的一个愿望，就是要找到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
But at some point he arrived in a place called Ajipur.
那后来他就到了一个地方，那个地方的名字叫 Ajipur.
And in Ajipur there was a gentleman named Shrikanta.
哈吉普呢，那个地方有这么一个叫 Shrikanta 的绅士。
And Shrikanta was Sanatana Goswami's brother-in-law.
Shrikanta 就是 Sanatana Goswami 的兄弟的 brother-in-law.
Yeah, he was the husband of Sanatana Goswami's sister.
他是那个 Sanatana Goswami 的姐姐的，就是姐夫吧。
And Shrikanta was a
older sister or younger sister. 他的那个姐夫或者是妹夫。
And Shrikanta was a very, very wealthy man. He was working for the government.
那 Shrikanta 呢，他是一位非常富有的人，他也在为政府工作。
His job was to buy horses for the king.
他的工作就是专门为那个国王来买马的。
So when Shrikanta was talking with Sanatana Goswami, he wanted to look after him because he's a family member.
那 Shrikanta 呢也想照顾这个 Sanatana Goswami, 因为他们俩是亲戚。
And they had long conversation because they don't meet very often.
他们谈了很久，他们两个其实平常也没有很多机会见面。
And Sanatana Goswami told him he had escaped from jail.
那 Sanatana Goswami 说呢，他是刚刚从监狱里面逃出来的。
So Shrikanta said, "Stay here for a few days, dress as a proper gentleman, and I will look after you."
那 Sanatana Goswami 说，您就这里在这里留几天吧，穿上干净的衣服，我会好好的照顾你的。
But Sanatana Goswami said, "I'm not going to stay even for a moment."
Sanatana Goswami 说呢，我是一分钟也不会继续待下去了。
So Shrikanta helped him cross the Ganges, and he gave him one thing. He gave him a woolen blanket.
那这是 Sanatana Goswami 说，我一刻也不能再耽搁了。这个时候 ，Shrikanta 就。送他过了河，与此同时还送了他一份非常珍贵的礼物，就是一件非常贵重的毛毯。
And finally, Sanatana Goswami arrived in Varanasi, and he was very happy to hear that Lord Chaitanya was there.
那终于 Sanatana Goswami 就到了 Varanasi, 他听说 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，这个时候就在那儿，他。心中非常的喜悦。
So he went to the house of Chandrasekhar because that's where Lord Chaitanya was residing.
那么于是他很快就去了 Chandrasekhar 的家，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就住在他们家。
But he did not knock on the door. He just sat outside the door.
但是他并没有径直的去敲那个门，而是安安静静的坐在这个门口。
But Lord Chaitanya knew everything.
但是呢，主且贪念嘛，哈巴布是无所不知的。
Because he is the super soul within the heart.
因为他就是心中的超灵。
So he told Chandrasekhar, "There is a devotee at your door. Please call him in." Going outside, Chandrasekhar could not see any Vaishnava at the door.
那这个时候呢，他就对那个 Chandrasekhar 说。你快去开门吧，有一个奉献者就在门外，请把他请进来。那其实 Chandrasekhar 呢，他就打开门往外张望，可是 他在门口一个 Vaishnava 的影子都没看见。
Vaishnava would look very dressed simply but dressed nicely, would wear tilak, would have a sika, would have neck beads. That's Vaishnava.
那 Vaishnava 的他的这个衣着打扮是有一定的标志的，他可能会穿得非常的简朴，但是是会非常的干净，然后他会涂了 tilak, 然后留着 sika, 戴着锦珠。
So Chandra Shekhar didn't see anyone like this.
那 Chandra Shekhar 在门口呢，没有见到这样的一身打扮的人。
He said there's no Vaishnava at the door.
然后他就跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，门口没有什么 Vaishnava。
Lord Chaitanya says, is there anybody at the door?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问说，那门口到底有没有人呢？
He said, yes, there is a Muslim beggar.
那 Chandra Shekhar 呢，他就说呢，是啊，有一个穆斯林的乞丐。
Because Sanatan Goswami had long hair and he had a long beard.
因为 Sanatan Goswami 留着长发和长胡子。
And the way he was dressed with practically no clothes and just a blanket.
那他身上几乎都没有披什么衣衫，只是披着这么一块那个毛毯。
So Lord Chaitanya said to Chandra Shekhar, bring him in.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，快把他请进来。
So Chandra Shekhar goes outside and he says, hey, Muslim beggar, come in. The Lord is calling you. And Sanatana Goswami was so happy to receive this order and he entered the house.
那 Chandra Shekhar 呢就对他说，对 Sanatana Goswami 说，哎，那个穆斯林乞丐过来，请过来吧，主在主在叫你呢。那 Sanatan Goswami 听到了这个训令之后呢，心花怒放，所以他就这样，他就应声进了这个 Chandra Shekhar 的家。
And as soon as Lord Chaitanya saw Sanatan Goswami, he immediately went to him, embraced him, and he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一看到 Sanatan Goswami 的身影，立刻就直接来到他的跟前，紧紧地拥抱他。然后呢，就是当他拥抱着这个 Sanatan Goswami 的时候呢，他完全地被这种狂喜之情所淹没了。
So when Lord Chaitanya touched the body of Sanatan Goswami, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. And as soon as Sanatan Goswami touched the body of the Lord, he just became completely ecstatic.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 触碰了 Sanatan Goswami 的身子，他立刻就陷入到狂喜之中。同样 ，Sanatan Goswami 一接触到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，也被狂喜淹没了。
And he said to him, "My Lord, please do not touch me."
然后他说呢。我亲爱的主啊，请你不要碰我。
But they were embracing each other, and they began to cry. And Chandra Shekhar was watching this. He was amazed. He said, "Who is this man?"
他们两个呢就相互的拥抱在一起。那 Chandra Shekhar 他不看到了这个情景。Chandra Shekhar 看到的时候呢，就感到了非常的吃惊，他也感到非常的诧异。这到底是何方神圣呢？
So here is a Muslim mendicant, and Lord Chaitanya embraces him, experiences ecstatic symptoms of love, and places Sanatan Goswami in an elevated seat.
那么在这里呢，就是Sanatan Goswami 看似是一个穆斯林的乞丐，但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却紧紧地拥抱了他，而且不仅如此，还就是满心的这个狂喜，而且他还把 Chaitanya 还把 Sanatan Goswami 请到了上座。
And he began to clean Sanatan Goswami's body with his own hand.And Sanatan Goswami kept begging, "Please do not touch me."
那这个时候呢，他就开始用自己的手啊，亲自的为 Sanatan Goswami 除去身上的这个尘土。这个时候 Sanatan Goswami 却一点声的说， 主啊，请不要碰我，请不要碰我。
And Lord Chaitanya replied, I am touching you to purify myself.
那主就回答说呢，我现在在触碰你，其实是在净化我自己啊。
Because by the force of your devotional service, you can purify the whole universe.
那他说呢，因为你的奉献服的力量可以净化整个宇宙。
So imagine, just a few weeks before, he had empowered Rupa Goswami to explain the whole science of devotional service, and now he's touching Sanatana Goswami to purify himself.
那你想象一下，钱塘亚马哈帕布才是几周之前，他就赋予了 Rupa Goswami 以讲述奉爱服务的科学的力量，让他去编撰这些奉爱的这个文献。而他现在呢，他又亲自的去为 Sanatana Goswami 除去身上的尘土，并且呢，以这种方式来净化自己。
He spoke a very nice famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个时候他就引用了圣贤薄伽瓦坛的一段非常美好的诗文。
Bhavat vidha bhagavatas tirta bhutha svayam prabhu tirti kurvanti tirtani svanta stena gadabrita. Saints of your caliber are themselves places of pilgrimage. Because of their purity, they are constant companions of the Lord, and therefore they can purify even the places of pilgrimage.
他就说呢，有您这般力量的圣人本身就是朝圣之地，因为他们纯粹无瑕，因此他们永远伴随在主的左右，是主的伙伴，因此他们能够净化甚至是朝圣之地这样的地方。
So this was spoken by Maharaj Yudhishthira to Vidura after he returned from visiting holy places around India.
那就是说这个是在 Vidura 他走遍了印度的各个的这个朝圣之地回来之后，这个 Yudhishthira Maharaj 对他讲的话，这是在圣典薄伽瓦坛之中。
And he considered Vidura to be himself a place of pilgrimage.
那么这个时候 Yudhishthira 他呢，就是把这个 Vidura 本身也当成了一个朝圣之地。
So Lord Chaitanya considered Sanatana Goswami to be as good as a holy place of pilgrimage.
所以这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他说这个 Sanatana Goswami 就是朝圣之地，就如同这个圣地一般。
Then he gave another beautiful verse.
这个时候呢，他又送出了另外一段美丽的诗文。
Name bhaktas chaturvedi mad bhaktas vapachapriyaha tasmai deyam tato grayam Sa cha pujyo yatayaham. Lord Krishna said, even though a person is a very learned scholar of the Sanskrit Vedic literatures, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is in pure devotional service. However, even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, he is very dear to me. If he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activity or mental speculation, indeed, all respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am.
这段话是说呢，就是主 Krishna 他说，即便是一个人，即便是一个精通了梵文伟达文献的饱学之士，如果说除非他是一个就是做纯粹的奉献服务的人，否则也不能被接受为我的奉献者。
Yes.
相反，即便是一个人他是出生在食口者的这个家庭之中，如果说他是一位纯粹的奉献者，并且毫无享受果报活动的动机，也无 也无心智思辨的倾向，那么他对我而言就是极其亲切的。事实上，他理应得到所有的尊重，无论他供奉什么，都应当毫无例外的被接受。这样的奉献者，如同我一样，值得崇拜。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke another beautiful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
接下来，钱塔尼亚马哈帕布又引述了《圣典博伽瓦坛》中的另外一段美妙的诗节。
Vripadvi sadguna yutat aravindanaba padaravinda vimuktat svapachambarishtam manyetadarpita manovachaneritarta pranam punati shakulam natuburimana. One may be born in a Brahmana family and have all the 12 Brahmanical qualities. But if he is not devoted to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who has a navel shaped like a lotus, he is not as good as a chandala, who has dedicated his mind, words, activities, wealth, and life to the service of the Lord. Simply to take birth in a Brahman family or to have Brahmanical qualities is not sufficient. One must become a pure devotee of the Lord. If a svapacha or chandala is a devotee, he delivers not only himself but his whole family. Whereas a brahmana who is not a devotee but simply has brahmanical qualifications cannot even purify himself. What to speak of his family?
Chandala is dog eater. 一个人可能出生在一个婆罗门的家庭中，并且拥有12种婆罗门的品质，但是如果他没有完全的奉献于主 Krishna 的莲花组，奉献于有着莲花一般的度级的至尊主，那么，他也不如一位已经把心意、言语、活动、财富和生命完全的献给对主的奉献服务的 Chandala 食口者。仅仅是出生在一个婆罗门的家庭或者拥有婆罗门的品质还不够，人应当成为主的一位纯粹的奉献者。如果一位 Svapacha 或者是 Chandala是一位奉献者的话，那么他就不仅仅能够得到自我拯救，并且他还有力量去拯救他的整个的家庭。而一位婆罗门，如果他不是一个奉献者，那么即便是他拥有婆罗门般的这些婆罗门的这些品质，却依然不可能得到自我净化，更不用说去净化他的家人了。
So Lord Chaitanya is putting forward scriptural evidence why he considers Sanatana Goswami to be the most elevated of all devotees.
那么就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在他其实就是引用了经典当中的一些证据来证明为什么 Sanatana Goswami 可以被认为是奉献者当中最卓越的一位。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, by seeing you, by touching you, by glorifying your transcendental qualities, one can perfect the purpose of all sense activity. This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他又继续说呢，只是看到你，触碰到你，并且去荣耀你的超然的品质，一个人就能够，一个人的他的所有的这个感官活动呢，便都能够达到这个完美，这就是启示经典的证明。所有的启示经典都证明了这一点。
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues.
而 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又继续说道
Akshno palam tvadrisha darshanamhi tano palam tvadrisha gatra sangha.Jiva phalam tvadrisha kirtanam hi sudhullava bhagavatam hi loke. My dear Vaishnava, seeing a person like you is the perfection of one's eyesight. Touching your lotus feet is the perfection of the sense of touch. Glorifying your good qualities is the tongue's real activity. For in the material world, it is very difficult to find a pure devotee of the Lord.
那接下来他就说，我亲爱的 Vaishnava 呀，眼中见到您这样的人就是眼睛的完美，触碰到你的莲花足，便是触觉的完美，荣耀您美好的品质，便是舌头的完美。因为在这个物质世界当中，要找到主的纯粹奉献者是极其困难的。
Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Sanatana Goswami for his wonderful Vaishnav qualities.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就是在这里赞美了赞美了 Sanatana Goswami 身上的这种非常出色的 Vaishnava 的品质。
And how Krishna is so merciful.
他也提到了 Krishna 是多么的仁慈。
How Krishna actually saved him.
那 Krishna 又是怎么样就拯救了他。
And Sanatana Goswami is very humble. He says, I do not know who Krishna is. As far as I am concerned, I've been released from prison only by your mercy.
Sanatana Goswami 的回答就是说，我不知道 Krishna 是谁，至于我，我是急着您的仁慈。才从监狱里被释放出来的。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "How were you released from prison?" Then Sanatana Goswami told the whole story.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就询问 Sanatana Goswami 说，你是怎么从监狱里出来的？这个时候 Sanatana Goswami 呢就把他的这个经过之前发生的这一切。都讲给了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听。
And Lord Chaitanya informed Sanatan that he had met with Rupa and Anupam and that he had sent them to Vrindavan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他就是说呢之前他在就是 Prayag 已经见过了就是 Sanatana Goswami 的两个兄弟 Rupa 和 Anupam。那现在呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经把他的这两个兄弟都派到了
So now, Sanatana Goswami is settled in Varanasi and he's going to stay with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya will instruct him.
那这个时候 Sanatana Goswami 呢就安顿在了 Varanasi 在接下来的日子里他将和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起度过 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就要开始去教导他了。
But before he instructs him, Something else will happen.
但是呢，在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 开始教导 Sanatana Goswami 之前，又发生了另外一件事。
And you will find out next week.
下周就见分晓了，大家就知道会发生了什么事。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Sanatana Goswami ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Hari Hari Bo. Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经就讲到这里结束了。我们这个的讲课也是提前的这个录音，所以大家如果有问题的话，请发给主持人，我们下周再抽时间来回答大家的问题。Hare Krishna。